lights out, we're underway. Motorsport Republic podcast.
Massimo Ravola, thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate your time. It's round one, 2026. Aprilia, how are you feeling?
Quite excited. Yeah. I feel that the season didn't finish last year because the job this winter was quite hard. I hope we are ready. Testing was quite okay. Finally, we get here in Thailand, also Jorge back on the bike. Yeah. Physically seems to be much better than what we saw in Valencia. So honestly, we have many reasons to be happy to start.
That's great. I saw Jorge make some comments saying that it finally feels like his motorcycle. And that must feel obviously good for the team as well, that he can really gel with the bike, work with the bike with Marco.
In fact, the first test he did, the day one here in Thailand, we were all shocked about how fast he was immediately.
Yeah.
And I said, I told you to take it easy. And I said, I'm taking it easy. You know, clearly he's missing mileage, clearly he's missing also from the physical point of view. One thing is to train, one thing is to ride the MotoGP. So he needs mileage on the bike for sure. I have no doubt that he will be fighting for the podiums in few races in front of us. But I think now we have as a reference, clear reference, Marco, that is quite determined to show that the season last year didn't finish, you know, to continue the good moment.
Yeah, I love it. It's so exciting. Last year, it didn't seem like a good place, Aprilia, at one point, and then Marco Bezzecchi comes out and wins the race, and it all changes from there. So I just thought it just was, from an outsider, it looked amazing.
Yeah, but let's not forget that at the end of last year, the number 93 was missing. And I think is the worst one to and more difficult to beat. So very curious to see. I think as a spectator, we all should be quite curious to see this season, because there are the Ducatis that made a step, the Aprilias that made a step, KTM and Honda both did it. So I think there will be more than one title contender, let's say.
Definitely. We were talking to Luca Marini yesterday, and we're talking to him about how competitive the field is. And I genuinely think 2026 is the most competitive season that we've really seen. You know, anyone on their day can realistically podium or win a race.
Yeah, we push a lot in this winter because this bike could be, in the history of the two wheels, the fastest bike ever.
Yeah.
With more than 300 horsepower, with a super aerodynamic, with devices. So I think at the end we all said, it's a transition year.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, we all want to win this championship because we want to live in the history of the two wheels to be the best and fastest bike ever.
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
Personally, Massimo, coming from Formula One background, how do you see MotoGP coming into the next couple of years? 2027, massive regulation change.
I think that that is another good reason to watch MotoGP.
Yeah.
The expectation with Liberty coming in into our world is super high. Not just on, let's say, more investment on what we live every day in the paddock, but as a marketing to have a better show, and that is already great.
Yeah.
But to sell that show.
Yeah.
So if we are all together with Liberty, sell this show and more, and maybe making a step in terms of quality, then we attract a bigger sponsor. And when you start getting bigger sponsor, people speak more about your brand and your business. And this as an automatic effect attract more.
Yes.
I don't know if we need a Netflix series or a MotoGP movie, whatever. But I think that with Liberty, we will have all this potential. So I hope we can deliver.
It's a very good point you make, because MotoGP is a great show in itself. The racing's amazing, and personalities in the sport are incredible. people like Marco Bezzecchi, Marco marrying his Aprilia, like an amazing thing there. You know, Mark Marquez, Alex, Maverick Vinales, Jorge Lorenzo. Like, there's so many storylines that it's not like you need a Netflix series. And the racing's already there. Like, there's so many different winners can win.
I think from the racing point of view, there's no better sport than us.
Yeah.
I think that the job that was done by Carmelo in the last 20, 30 years was just great. Now I think it's time to sell it better and more, simply.
Yeah.
We more care about having good racing, and I think we did it. Now it's time to let the world know how cool is this sport and how good can be this business.
Yeah, for sure.
2026 being a silly season of contracts and negotiations. Yeah. What are your thoughts on a transfer window period for MotoGP? Do you think that's something that should be implemented?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Everyone, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, like in football.
Ah, the window. Yeah. Yes, I think we should have. But it's not just about having a window, because at the end of the window doesn't stop you to deal with someone else. Yeah, yeah. So the window is really to sign a proper contract. The other fundamental part is to deposit the contract to a third organism that could be MotoGP or IRTA, whatever, in order that contract is marked as that is done.
Yeah.
Nobody can touch it.
Yeah, because contracts are a funny thing these days. I don't know. You sign a contract and then it can be out of it and then the next year. It's just, it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. At the moment, this part of protecting the contract is made by Carmelo at the end.
Yeah.
And as you saw last year in our case with Jorge, he did it because he covered, the position of the manufacturer that had the contract. But it should be, honestly, with not a third entity. Let's say like that.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree.
Going into this season, Aprilia looks like they have a fantastic bike, great package. Marco Bezzecchi, is he realistically a contender for a race win just about every race? Is that what the goals are?
Clearly, our goal is to fight for every single weekend podium. I don't want to speak about the title, but our target is to be in a position to fight for every single weekend in order, because I would love to see one Aprilia on the podium every Saturday and every Sunday. We know racing, everything can happen. The first lap, the risk that they take on track is, if you saw them, it's quite amazing. And changing climatic condition can change, But when you know that the mission is to be there, I think that you have more chances to, at the end of the season, to make it. So far, the bike seems to have some characteristics that are also part of the DNA of the Aprilia. Normally, very, very competitive on a very fast corner.
Yeah.
Maybe struggling in the stop-and-go tracks, but at the end of last year, Marco made the... If we look at last year, he made the pole on stop-and-go tracks. So, actually, Valencia was the last one of the last three. So, I think we are becoming more and more an eclectic bike. So the bike can adapt to every single track, but with the clear DNA of Aprilia that is having quite a strong performance on the fast. This is one more reason to say, it's a pity for Phillip Island, but it would be amazing to be close to the people.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly right. Now, 2026, obviously, it's the last year of these regulations going into 2027. Do you have one eye on 2027 and one eye on 2026? How do you manage trying to develop a 26 bike and then going into 2027? That must be difficult.
I think that every manufacturer must keep one eye on a side and the other one on the current one. And in the middle of the season, you put both eyes on the next year and you leave the race team working doesn't really, I don't think we will continue developing at the 26 till the very last race. But at the same time, when you give stability to the rider in terms of bike development, the rider finds something more by himself.
Okay.
So we count on both of our riders, in particular Vorge, that needs a lot of mileage. So the less we change, the better it is also for him.
That's great. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Four fast Aprilias for 2026. We're very excited down under in Australia. Aprilia is our team, our favorite team. So good luck for 26 and hopefully a world title.
Okay.
Thanks.
You didn't tell me before that we are Aprilia's favorite team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
good to know.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.